Well, hi, this is Brett McFaul. I've got a special interview for you today with a rising star on the internet. And the thing about this expert is that he's using a technique which is not very common in the internet marketing world, but wow, is it producing some incredible results. Such amazing results, in fact, that's why I wanted to interview him for you, so you can start and become aware of this brand new technique for making money using the internet, and even better, basically making money from home. So you can then be sitting at home and actually pulling in thousands of dollars. And that might sound like a lot of hype right now, but wait until you meet this guy. His name is Stephen Esser from Australia, and we're so impressed what he's doing. We have Stephen speak for us now and train our people at World Internet Summit, and you're going to be blown away by what is revealed in this interview today. Stephen Esser, welcome.
Oh, welcome, Brett. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you here. This is the first time we've actually unleashed you on the world. This is going out to our worldwide, the database of World Internet Summit attendees and those folks who are just interested in internet marketing. And so, basically what I want folks to know about you is, up front is, look, who are you, Stephen? A little bit about your background, but before I ask you that though, I want to get these folks excited because some of the results you've been getting. Give me a really quick, just a quick shot of some of the dollar amounts that you've been making and your students have been making, in a matter of an hour. Just give me some really quick shots of what are they actually making.
Absolutely. Well, the first time I used this revolutionary technology, I generated $600 in sales in 1 hour. From there, I generated $4,000. Actually, it was my sister's birthday just a year ago, April the 7th, $4,000 in an hour. From there, $10,000 in an hour, $18,000 in an hour, and even $25,000 plus in a single hour on the internet as well. Some of my students have done as fast as £17,000 in 21 days, I actually had the other day, I had a dermatology vet just generate £4,000 in the UK training vets with this super technique. So lots of success, and there's plenty, the list is too long. In fact, I can't even keep up with the testimonials that are coming through into my presentation. It's absolutely phenomenal, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really exciting and quite revolutionary. Now, I've actually seen people talk about this technology before, but the way you're doing it and the results you're getting, you really have simplified it, and it's incredible. Now, we'll get onto that in just one moment. Okay, so here's your chance. I want you to let folks know a little bit about who you are and where you've come from, and so folks actually know about you, a little bit about you as a person.
Absolutely, thanks, Brett. Well, I'm a retired rock star. Actually, I played in a death metal band going around Sydney for 13 years, trying to get a break in the music business and live my dream of basically becoming a recording artist. And unfortunately, the internet wasn't around in those days, Brett, so we couldn't do keyword market research because I didn't know that nobody in Australia was into death metal. So I was getting off on the wrong foot there. But I had a dream and a passion to one day be retired. I didn't want to go around the normal 9-to-5. However, due to the music industry not paying enough money, I had to become a panel beater. It was the only job a long-haired, earring type person like me could get at the time. I was quite a spectacle. And
and just for those folks who may not know what a panel beater is, what did you actually do?
Okay, well, for the people listening from America, it's a body man, because I lived in LA for 2 years. I know what a body man is, and I don't have a good body. It's just basically repairing the body of a smashed car. So any car that was in a wreck, they would come to us, and then I would actually fix them up, hail damage and all that good stuff. It was a really dusty, horrible, grindy, rusty environment, and I hated every single day of that. But I finished my trade. That was my father's advice to me, was to get some security behind me, and I got a trade. From there, I went to America and lived in Los Angeles for 2 years, still trying to break into the music industry. At the same time, the internet was actually destroying the music industry because of the downloads that were happening. Now, I know none of the people on this, listening to this, Brett, would be those people who download music and rob artists, of their hard-earned income and starving for their art. But, there was some people, well, a lot of people downloading music illegally, which made it the worst time for me trying to get a record deal there.
Good one. I hear you. What happened with any of the folks listening to this right now?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be any of them. So over there, what happened was due to trends, due to circumstances, I was in a position where, we were left out in the cold because they weren't signing bands anymore. And I sat there at the computer and I was looking at it. And at that stage, Brett, it was 2005, around about August, and the band fell apart. And I was looking at this computer and we had the internet and none of us knew how to use it. The guy, the singer that we just kicked out of the band, he was the only one who knew how to use it and ran everything. And I'm looking at this machine. I'm going, this machine has ruined everything I've worked hard for 13 years, but this machine here has the potential to, absolutely be phenomenal leverage for any business around the world. And I could see that at that stage. I was really ahead of the times, as I joke, a lot. But basically, I made a decision at that point. I said, I either get into it now or I don't. And it was right there in LA in my Hollywood one-bedroom unit in Lash Lane, just off the 101 freeway with all that soot and pollution all over the front porch, that I made a decision to get involved with the internet. And I came back to Australia shortly after and actually was fortunate enough to be guided to one of your seminars where you really opened up, the whole world for me. And every time we speak, as you know, I always say, thank you, it's all you. And you always come back and say, no, it's you, because you're doing it. But, I have to thank you because you really opened that door in my eyes to the possibilities, and it led me to starting what we're doing here to help so many people.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Look, as I said, I teach a lot of people, and for those folks who actually take, the message of internet marketing and do something with it, I fully believe it's really all their work. It's having that initiative to do it, and that's what you've been able to do, and that's what I want to share with the listener on this call today. All right, so that's a bit of background about you. But, nothing in what I heard there says or screams internet expert, but yet you're pulling in, chunks of money which could literally change the future of our listeners' life overnight. And this is what's so exciting about this. And I imagine there's got to be something here that our listener needs to know, that doesn't know already, which you can help them understand. So take us through, what are you doing to make this money yourself, and what are you doing to help your students make the money as well?
Absolutely, Brett. Basically, what's a technology that I've discovered is the most underutilized and underestimated technology that's on the internet at the moment, and it's called a webinar.
So let's say that again. It's a webinar, firstly, what is a webinar then? Explain for us, what is it?
Okay, well, for those of the listeners that haven't seen or experienced a webinar is just short for web-based seminar. It's a seminar or a presentation that's transmitted over the internet.
All right, so it's folks sit on the internet and they watch a webinar, is that right? For a set amount of time, something like that.
That's exactly right. Just like when we're on a telephone, I'm at my house, you're at your house, except not only can you hear me on the webinar, we can speak via, similar to what a Skype is, basically we can chat through the computer and hear each other, but now you can actually see my screen on your computer, and so can up to 1,000 other people at the same time.
Yeah, all right. Makes sense. Makes a whole lot of sense, really. So that gives us a medium then to allow us to contact folks through the internet and be able to market to them. Is that what your angle is?
That's exactly right, Brett. Basically, what we can do, this form of communication is what I call now the second best way to sell. Because there's different ways to sell things. And this is just another way to deliver information about our products, about our services in a live group environment or one-on-one without leaving our home or office. And it's global, as we said.
Yeah, all right. But I've actually been involved with internet marketing now for almost a decade and teaching people how to do it for the past 6 years. And I've seen, some people teaching about this concept of webinars, but none, literally, and I'd say none around the world have been able to get the results as quickly as you have for yourself and for your students. So, right, what's the secret? What are you doing that other people just are not doing?
Basically, it's quite a simple one, really. It's taking action, first of all. It's actually getting involved. It's registering an account and getting going with the program because ultimately everybody out there is interested in something. And it's amazing how at the seminars, the World Internet Summit, when I ask people what areas they're skilled in on the internet, it can be as simple as taking a program that you know how to use, and then I ask them to raise their hand. It might be something like Photoshop. They know know how to use. I said, who here would attend a Photoshop session where this guy's going to teach you how to create this and this and this? And always 10, 20 people put their hand up. And I say, there's your market right there. You could be doing that today. And then, you know, either delivering great content and then selling something at the same time, maybe some private coaching. There's actually quite a funny, I've got 7 money-making models right now that people can use in their presentation that I teach your audience. But the easiest one to do is to interview the expert. And basically what you can do there is take somebody who already has a product, is already an expert in their niche market, and you can essentially just interview them and then have them talk about their product and service and make a pitch at the end or offer to sell their product at the end. And from there you can record that and then replay that over and over on your website. And I'm generating phenomenal amounts of money doing affiliate marketing that way, and everybody else is just blown away because they're doing affiliate marketing the traditional way and trying to compete with the gurus, so to speak, who I could not absolutely keep up with.
So let me just see if I can recap. What you're saying is the system you're using, or just one of the 7 systems you're using, is where you might interview an expert in a certain area. It doesn't matter what area it is. Is that true? It's any area?
That's right. I've had people teach reflexology, fitness, dermatology for vets, doctors, all kinds of different areas that you would be absolutely blown away in.
Yeah, so all we need is somebody with an expertise. You go along and you put on a webinar that they're involved in some way. Perhaps they would teach the audience some good information. At the end, they would offer some sort of program of which they would make sales from. So at the end of the webinar, they would say, you know, go to a certain website perhaps, buy this product, and then when people do go buy the product, that's when you, as the person putting on the webinar, can make some money, like as in splitting the commission or splitting the sale with the expert. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Brett. Yep.
Which is very similar to an affiliate program. And you said you don't really like affiliate programs because what happens is, you know, you've got to compete with the rest of the world. Whereas what you're doing is, it's the same thing as an affiliate program is, but you're now putting on something live. It's more exciting, more engaging. I imagine that's what the angle you're probably, you know, taking here.
Yeah.
It's more engaging. And then the results at the end, from what you're telling me, the results are much higher, much more effective than your regular affiliate program. Is that true?
That's exactly right. I'll tell you something that very, very few people know, and that is that everyone knows that a normal website converts, you know, quite well at 1% or 2% would be considered really good. Webinars convert at a minimum of 10%, and we've had results over 50% conversions as well from webinars because of that interaction. I believe it's the interaction, it's the ability for them to ask questions at the same time and engage, whereas it's a little. It's just more personal. Much live. The whole thing is just. It's unbelievable. It's all the factors that come together that make it more of an experience for people. And the fact that they can see everything right there on their screen. That it's up close and personal. It's intimate, and it feels like they're speaking directly to you because you're in a room by yourself. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. So this is. It's a much more active way of marketing a product. But it's only active for about an hour. So a 1 hour's work can produce, it sounds like, because you're talking about your percentages, instead of a 1% conversion rate, you're talking about a 10% minimum, it's going to get you 10 times the result from an hour's work. And that's pretty incredible. Those are amazing statistics.
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. And that's the minimum.
I imagine then, Stephen, you're probably selling products at about $20 or $30 at the end of those webinars. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. We sell anything from, I teach my students, Brett, anything from $30 to $4,000. We've sold products. Predominantly, I focus around about the $2,000 mark. But
Hold on. You've just glossed over that. Because my question was, you're just selling something at $20, $30, which is what the average affiliate program is for, you know, heaps of products out there on ClickBank. And you just said there that you have products selling up to $4,000.
That's right. Sorry for glossing over that, mate. It's just like, you know, when you live and breathe it every day, it's just like, you know, it's. I always joke to my friend, I always ring him up when I'm doing a webinar for somebody overseas, and I've finished by 6 o'clock in the morning and my day's started. I ring him up and say, how you going? They say, I'm on my way to work. I said, I just finished work, and, you know, my shop's only open an hour a day. But yeah, that's absolutely right, mate. You can take a $30 product, which we do, and basically what I do normally is if somebody does have a $30 product, like an ebook, for example, that's a great place to start because it's a very low entry cost for somebody to purchase something. It's not very difficult. With a webinar, you deliver massive value, and then you you offer your book. And if the target audience is correct, you'll make sales from that. And what I teach people to do, Brett, is turn that into a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 product afterwards, and that's what we basically do.
So hold on, you're selling products at let's say up to $2,000 to $4,000 over the hour. And well, how many of those are you selling? Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, well, basically you can sell any from 1 to 10, 20 packages of that product. There was one lady who was an expert in the legal area, and we did a joint venture. We had 3 people on the webinar, and we generated 2 sales at $4,000 a piece. So we just split that down the middle, and that was a $4,000 hour for me. So that was yeah, quite good.
So from what you're telling me there, I see 2 opportunities. A, that you can be the person who is selling a product over the webinar, or you can be the person who helps them sell the product over the webinar.
That's exactly right.
And either way, you're still going to pocket around about the same amount, but you're talking about an amazing dollar figure, so that's quite exciting. But how long does it take someone to actually become proficient at doing a webinar?
Yeah, well, it's actually ridiculously quite simple and quite quick. I've got in my system basically the 7 steps. You just take those. The system that's around right now is quite easy to do. It's just really learning and experiencing how to deliver the content using the technology and then closing out the sales and collecting the money. I've had students that closed out, as I said earlier, £17,000 in 21 days. Majority of my students who have a product or some idea when they join the program would have generated money within the first 4 weeks, Brett.
Wow. So 4 weeks of starting to use this technology with a little bit of guidance from you, I'd imagine, to help them along. But, you know, making money in just 4 weeks is pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real excitement for me because I sat around last year and really wanted to help as many people as I could. It's a passion of mine to help people get out of the rat race, just like I've managed to do through mentors like yourself. And it's like one of those things that I want everybody to succeed. And finally, I've found the technology where that can happen, and that excites me more than anything else.
All right. So, I mean, will it work for anyone anywhere?
Absolutely. It will work for anybody with a good solid internet connection and a computer and maybe a headset as well. And you can basically plug in online, set up a webinar and invite the world to your home office or your, work environment. Wherever you're doing webinars from, you can invite people there and start to present.
All right. So tell me this. What are the top 3 things that someone should know in order to be really, really successful at putting on a webinar? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing to be successful is you've got to start, okay? I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but...
Where do we start, Stephen? Then where can someone go? What do they do?
Okay, well, you can go to a simple system called gotowebinar.com.
You said gotowebinar, so gotowebinar.com.
Yep, that's webinar.com, and you can register a free 30-day account, and you can set up a webinar. So if you know something, you can basically set up a webinar on that. When I started, I knew a little bit about real estate, so I just wanted to do a practice run for some friends. So I just set up a little real estate 1-hour presentation on why I think, now is the time to buy property in Sydney, and I did a little presentation and a bit of a run-through, and I just did a bit of a pretend product at the end and invited all of my friends there. I think about 10 people came, and I presented the webinar, and they all saw the screen, and I spoke to them afterwards and said, could you see everything? How was it? It was clear. And they were all saying, wow, that's amazing. Like, how did you do that? And they thought I was some guru because I was providing, they thought the system was mine or something like that. Yeah. But it's as simple as registering an account there and setting up a webinar. If you don't have a topic to talk about, then the listeners can basically take somebody else and put them on there and interview them or have them speak, and they just set up the program.
Okay. So that's all right. That's a great place for folks to go and, have a little play with that. So your first, tip for someone, getting involved in this, one of the top 3 things you said, the first thing was to take action. What's the other two?
The other two, the next thing would be to think about what you're going to sell at the end, if you can sell anything. Okay, so you want to basically make sure that you've got some sort of product to sell, and how much you're going to sell that for, and where you're going to send them to as well. Like, for example, you don't have to have a website. As ridiculous as it sounds, you don't actually have to have a website to actually make a sale, because you can essentially send them to direct them to send you an email at the end of the webinar, and you can forward them like a PayPal link where they can pay you via PayPal, or you can arrange to ship it, or however you can send them your bank account details. So the second thing is really working out how you're going to collect the money.
All right. So you're going to know how to collect money. And in short, can you tell us what's one way of collecting money from when they sell something on a webinar?
Okay, well, you can have your standard website, so you can just direct them. If you already have a website, then great, you know, half the battle's done. You can just send them to the website where they can click and buy your product. But if you don't have a PayPal account, or you don't have a merchant account, and you don't have a website set up, as I said, you can just tell them to email you at a particular email address, and you can forward them your bank account details in your country, and they can put the money in there. When the money's gone in there, you can ship them the product.
That sounds pretty easy. That's actually allowing everybody to get started that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, and what's your third way?
The third thing would be to really try and figure out if there's some way you can create a recurring business out of it, okay? Because it's really good to make money once. But why most people got involved in the internet, I know this is why I got involved, it was the cash flow. And basically what you can do is, if you can find a way to generate a recurring income whereby you could get people to commit to a program with you where you could educate them and bring in experts of some description over a period of time, then they could pay you up front in order for you to train them. And that's really, really good, because you can charge quite a lot of money. I have, for example, a bookkeeper from Adelaide who actually teaches some new techniques on bookkeeping. She charges like $300 for a series of webinars. So she charges like a recurring. So if you can create some sort of recurring business, and essentially, what can happen is you can automate that, because these webinars can be recorded, and you can sell them without even having to do the work, because that's the ultimate leverage with using the webinar system. So it's try and leverage the webinar system in some way, shape, or form, and you will work that out once you've done a couple of things. Ideas and concepts will become more and more evident as you evolve yourself.
So what you're saying there, I think, is that if you had a lot of information, you could do a webinar a month, and people would pay access, a monthly fee to have access to those webinars. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly right.
And I guess you also mentioned something there about, at the start of the interview, about, you know, the fact is you can do one webinar, you can record it, and then it can just play on a website automatically. Is that true?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brett. And this is where really leverage really kicks in for webinars, because some people have come to me and they've seen my presentation, they've seen my 7 steps, and they say, this looks like a lot of work. And I say, well, if you consider 1 hour's work, you know, to run a webinar, whether it's, you know, weekly or daily, then you know, you don't know what the internet is really like, you know. So basically what you do is you just press the record button. It's very easy. The software that I've told you listeners about earlier, GoToWebinar, that will allow you to record and pop that onto a website, and that webinar will convert big time.
So people can watch it. You can direct them to a website where they can watch its recorded version of the webinar, and you're still going to make an offer at the end. It means you'll get sales there as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. So at this stage, it's all sounding too good to be true, got to tell you, all right? It sounds fantastic. It sounds like you're getting incredible results. So what would be some of the common problems that your average person experiences when they first go and do a webinar?
Okay, yeah, great question there, great question. There's normally what it is it's two areas that you need to focus on here. Really, it's learning new technology. Okay, so basically you have to work out how to use the GoToWebinar system. Now, it's so simple, it's so step-by-step. In fact, I was answering some questions for my subscribers today, and they were asking me about different systems. And I said, look, don't worry about other systems. The GoToWebinar system is the easiest system to use, and you'll figure that out in a couple of hours quite easily. And that whole obstacle there, some people have like technical challenges. They say I'm not very computer literate. Well, neither was I. And if you're just willing to put in a few hours, it's a lot less work than you put into your university degree or your trade and whatever. It's about a squillionth times easier than that. Basically, once you figure out how to use that and overcome that, it's really figuring out, okay, what are we going to present? What are we going to talk about here? There's two components. The creative side, what are we going to put together? What are we going to sell? And then the other side, the technical side. And I think sometimes, Brett, people get hung up because they're looking at these two obstacles here because they don't know how to use the software. They're not very computer literate. And they go, and what am I going to sell at the same time?
Yeah, so there's all these things coming at them and they're not quite which one to tackle first. And I guess that's where, you know, if they just get a little bit of advice about it, it can all be made very easy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very easy. It's the easiest thing that's online.
All right. So what's the most exciting part, do you think, of a webinar?
The most exciting part, I think, it's like it's quite a surreal experience at first. You know, you're sitting there in front of your screen. You can be wearing anything at all, okay? And just so everybody knows, I'm always wearing something. So if you're ever on a webinar with me, I am wearing something. You know, most of the time I don't have a shirt on, but, you know, most of the time I've got pajamas. But I think the most exciting thing is that you don't have to go anywhere and you don't have to spend any huge amounts of money to broadcast to the whole wide world. And when work is done, I go out, have breakfast and sit down, put my feet up, watch Dr. Phil or whatever's on television at the time. And that's probably the most exciting thing, Brett. The first thing I do when people come on board is I say, okay, I'm going to show you a way on how to make passive income by, you know, just by joining up with me. And they say, well, how are you going to do that? I say, okay, you don't have to go to work anymore because this system will fund you the money that you're making at work. And I say, don't drive anymore. So you're basically saving around about $300 a month by not driving. And that's the other exciting thing. I'm not ruining the environment with my carbon monoxide from my car like everyone else in Sydney is. And I'm staying out of that horrible traffic which I experienced when I went to my accountant last week. I just cannot believe people are still driving around in that hectic traffic in Sydney. So I feel sorry for them. But that's, you know, another one of the benefits of being able to do webinars.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, my friend. It sounds like you are, you know, indeed living a much different lifestyle now, all because you've used this technology in a way which is simply incredible. Let's just recollect on some of the numbers you were talking about before of what you've made and your students have made.
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. It's like, you know, the bottom of the road is probably around about $2,000 in an hour. We're talking about, you know, $10,000. Here's a great example of how powerful it is. I sent an email out on a Tuesday to my subscribers and said, hey, guys, come along. I've got this new technique I want to show you, and I'm going to show you on a webinar. And invited them and told them, you know, please don't send this to anyone. It's just for you as one of my loyal subscribers. Within 24 hours, I'd completed the webinar and done $10,000 in sales, you know, from that one webinar.
Incredible numbers.
Yeah,
incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, upwards of, you know, I did one at 4:30 in the morning for the UK, which I don't recommend getting up at 4:30 in the morning. My voice was croaky. I went to bed late because I was in a hotel room in Perth, you know, for the World Internet Summit. And we did a webinar with a guy from the UK, an expert over there, and we generated $25,000 in sales from that one webinar as well.
Yeah, I remember you coming to me that morning and saying, look, I've been up since 4:30, but it's been worthwhile because I pulled in $25,000.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not a bad reason to get up in the morning. I'm sure the listener right now wouldn't mind getting up at that time just to make $25,000. So I think they're with you on that one. All right, so that sounds great. Look, so even though the listener right now might have never done a webinar before, may not even have a product, it sounds as if this could be a business opportunity for them to, you know, because in terms of products, they could go and find a product from clickbank.com and then start advertising that on the webinar as well. I mean, there's so many options for this, isn't that true?
That's exactly right. In fact, it's awesome that you mentioned ClickBank, because one of my students who actually did her first webinar, she generated 8 sales in that, and that was a ClickBank product. And that webinar is still sitting on my website collecting sales long after the fact. I've had people email me and say, what an awesome presentation that was. I want to do something like that. Because, you know, some of my students' webinars that are relevant, you know, I take an affiliate link and whack it on the site, and that generates more money over and over as well. So it's really, really going against the traffic. And, you know, in the words of Warren Buffett, you know, be greedy when others are being wary and be wary when other people are being greedy. Well, nobody's doing webinars at the moment, so you want to go where the traffic isn't, and nobody's really cottoned on to this. We're starting to see it more and more. Webinars are popping up, and I've got a little bet with my audience every time I speak. I say, by the end of 2010, I guarantee you will have paid to watch a webinar, or I'm going to buy you a beer.
You've really lifted the stakes there, Stephen.
Well, you know, with all the legalities these days, I thought I could probably afford a beer, definitely, if things were to go bad.
Very good. All right, so here's the exciting thing. If you, the listener at home, like what you've just heard in the past half an hour with Stephen, and you want to find out more information, you can go on the internet, search around and have a place, and do that for sure. But the fast way to really make that sort of stuff happen is to be with Stephen personally. He's appearing at World Internet Summit. He's going to train you on exactly how he does that. Now, he just mentioned one of his seven ways to make money using webinars on this call. So at World Internet Summit, he reveals the other six as well, and he packs so much information into the presentation. It truly is incredible, and we have our attendees come to us all the time, and they say, wow, isn't that guy just simply incredible? I don't know how he does what he does. He's gave us so much value, so much content, and now we actually want to go and do exactly what he's teaching. So if you'd like to be there beside Stephen and be able to have him answer your questions as well, you've got to see him live in seminar. You won't regret it. You've obviously heard over the last half an hour how much knowledge he has in his brain, how simple he makes it. And if you'd like it to happen for you, then make sure you're there at World Internet Summit. You'll be able to meet Stephen live. Stephen, you wouldn't have a problem answering questions, would you?
Absolutely not, Brett. I love helping people. I love sharing information. And, you know, that's the way we do business. I mean, people, we do business. I do business with everyday people. And it's absolutely phenomenal to meet and greet all of the people with their great business ideas. So come up to me and say hello and bomb away with your questions.
Good one. Thank you, Stephen, for this information. You've really helped us out tonight. Well done.
You're welcome, mate. It's been a pleasure.
All right. So for you listening right now, here's what you want to do. Go to worldinternetsummit.com and register. Don't dilly-dally. Don't muck around. Grab a ticket while you can and come along and see Stephen in person. He's just like he's on this call. He's helpful. He's giving and will answer all your questions. And you'll be totally amazed. And just think about this. What about if you could actually make $25,000, you know, in 1 hour, like Stephen just told us about? What if you could? Now, what would it be worth to you to have that information in your brain right now? And if you don't have that information, you don't have those strategies, then come along and get it, because just one piece of information could literally change your financial future forever. You've got to have the information. Stephen wasn't always doing this. He was once in a job too. But just by getting the right information and now fine-tuning it into this powerful set of techniques and technologies, he's to be able to change his life and be able to make money truly at the click of a button. So there you go. Register right now at worldinternetsummit.com and make sure you're one of the people who gets to see experts like Steve and Essa and get the answers that you need. This is Brett McFall. I hope you've enjoyed this call, and I look forward to meeting you in person as well at a World Internet Summit very soon. Until then, take care and enjoy and profit from the internet. See you soon.